This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Don't ever tell me that there isn't a difference between electing Republicans and Democrats. I'm the biggest critic of the GOP and all the rhinos out there. I mean, there's some terrible rhinos. They really suck. And there are, occasionally even a decent Democrat here or there that's relatively moderate or conservative. But in general, there is such a big difference between electing conservatives and electing conservative Republicans and electing liberal Democrats. And I think that it's all summed up in two things. First of all, Nancy Pelosi accuses Donald Trump today of trying to make America white again. Make America white again. Over his attempt to add the citizenship question to the census. First of all, I don't want America to be white again, but I don't want America to be foreign again either. I think America should be American. It should be filled with Americans, not foreigners. And some of those Americans are white, some are black, some are legal Hispanic citizens, some come from Austria and Australia, as well as Mexico and Central America. But if it's legal immigrants and American-born people, that's great with me. That isn't about making America white again. The Democratic Party is about destroying America, making sure it's not white, making sure it isn't American, making sure it isn't Native American, making sure it's nothing but foreigners, because that's the only way they could be elected. So on the one side, you have Nancy Pelosi, and just saying that, she shows she's the biggest fraud that ever lived in the history of the world. Then on the other side, Tom Tillis is a senator from North Carolina, who I don't even like. I think he's a rhino. I think he sucks. Can I make that clear? I can't stand Tom Tillis. But he sure is better than Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. He doesn't want completely open borders. He doesn't want to make America foreign again. There's always a difference between Republicans and Democrats. Republican North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis announced new legislation today, just today, to protect the victims of illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities. Tillis noted in a Tuesday press release that his inspiration for legislation came from his home state, where he says sanctuary policies have resulted in a dangerous environment for its citizens. Earlier this month, the Mecklenburg County, North Carolina Sheriff's Office refused to notify ICE and comply with a lawful detain request when it released a dangerous illegal immigrant from county jail who was charged with multiple domestic violence charges for strangling a woman and threatening to kill her. This is only one of more than 20 troubling instances this year of the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office releasing potentially dangerous individuals after refusing to comply with detain requests. And I always tell you on this show, there are many, many politicians and many government employees and many agency heads and many sheriffs who are bribed by the Mexican drug cartels as sure as I'm standing here. And you would think this might be one of them. What kind of a person is a sheriff in North Carolina and lets terrible, horrible, violent people out who have ICE detainers on them and refuses to tell ICE and lets them walk out the front door? What kind of a person would do that, let alone in North Carolina? Unless you got $1 million in a Cayman bank account from the Mexican drug cartel. It's amazing. These actions are so reckless that the sheriff was criticized by the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of North Carolina. The Justice for Victims of Sanctuary Cities Act, by this guy Tom Tillis. Again, I think he's a rhino. I don't like Tom Tillis, but I don't hate him the way I despise Democrats, communists, Muslim sympathizers, open border nutcases on the Democratic side. So Tillis put forth this Justice for Victims of Sanctuary Cities Act and would hold sanctuary jurisdictions accountable for failing to comply with lawful detainer and release notification requests made by federal authorities and jeopardizing public safety. The legislation aims to create a private right of civil action for the victims of sanctuary jurisdictions, meaning citizens who were adversely impacted, meaning you're robbed, raped, murdered, held hostage by illegals when they carjack you or when they home invade your home. Anyone who's adversely impacted by the actions of criminal illegal aliens in a sanctuary city would have the right to pursue legal action against the sanctuary jurisdiction that was protecting them. And any sanctuary city or jurisdiction that refuses to waive its immunity as it relates to sanctuary-related civil action would be subject to the withholding of certain community development block grant funding. This guy, Tom Tillis, U.S. Senator, who I've never liked, says it's disturbing to see sheriffs across North Carolina establish sanctuary jurisdictions, releasing dangerous individuals back into communities while refusing to notify federal immigration officials. If politicians want to prioritize reckless sanctuary policies over public safety, they should also be willing to provide compensation to the victims. Republican Senator Ted Cruz agreed, saying the American people and Texas communities in particular are tired of seeing our federal immigration laws flouted and criminal illegal immigrants enabled to commit future crimes and escape prosecution. Lindsey Graham said a good piece of legislation that's long overdue. Another one who's very often a rhino, Lindsey Graham, called it a good piece of legislation that's long overdue. There must be consequences for governments and entities that gamble with public safety, refuse to work with federal officials, and refuse to deal with felons illegally. This legislation empowers individuals who are victims of these governments' poor decisions. And I'll say it again. Who have you ever heard that's more pro-cop than me? I am as pro-cop as you get in the United States of America. But let me tell you something. It's the same reason that I believe so many FBI agents are great and the leaders of the FBI are horrible people. Horrible people under Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and many of them still remain under Donald Trump. The guys in charge are bad people. Same thing with sheriffs. I love the police officers on the beat, but the ones who run the police department are very often liberal, big government, or rhino, and they're on the side of illegal aliens. Why? Why? I don't know. It's a good question. Are you being bought by the Mexican drug cartels? Seems like it to me. Sure seems like your policies are fantastic for the Mexican mafia and the Mexican drug cartels. So something's going on with these sheriffs and district attorneys and major heads of law enforcement agencies like the FBI, CIA, DOJ. Bad, bad people. I cannot tell you why they're bad. I'm telling you, I suspect they're paid off by the Mexican drug cartels. So there's the difference in America. Pelosi accuses Trump of trying to make America white again. And someone like Tom Tillis, who's actually a rhino that isn't very good, is trying his best to at least say, if you're a victim, if you are badly hurt or raped or robbed by an illegal alien in a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state, you have rights. You could collect. And how about the judges appointed by Democrats? A judge rules that Trump blocking people on Twitter violates the Constitution. What? You don't have freedom on Twitter? It's not even Twitter they're going after. They're going after Trump, an individual. Wayne Root, why is Trump different than me? Wayne Root can't block a person on Twitter who's screaming F you and F your family and I hope you die of cancer or I'm coming to kill you, which I get all the time. I can't block them. I just press block and that's it. I never hear from them again. Have a nice life. Hasta la vista, baby. See you in hell. Never hear from them again. Isn't that great? Oh, Trump's not allowed to do that. What federal judge said that? A commie, obviously, appointed by Obama, the ultimate scum in the history of America, Barack Obama, whose tentacles never, ever, ever stop reaching for your wallet or try to take over your life or try and destroy the America that I love. And here's another scummy federal loser judge. Federal judge denies Justice Department's request to change census legal team. A federal judge rejected a request by the Trump administration to assign a new legal team to a lawsuit that blocked the U.S. from adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Now in America, you can't choose who your lawyers are? The government and some commie judge gets to tell you who you can name as a lawyer? The president has no rights anymore? U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman in Manhattan. Oh, that's not a communist scum, huh? Who appointed Jesse Furman in Manhattan? Which commie? Obama, I guarantee you. He called the government's request patently deficient. He added the U.S. had provided no reasons, let alone satisfactory reasons, for the substitution of counsel. By the way, almost the same words used by one of the biggest traitors in America's history, Justice John Roberts. Now he opened the door for judges to use intent. Never has this happened in the history of America. A judge doesn't have a right to think about what your intent is. That was like a few years ago when the Obama's IRS tried to destroy my life, and my lawyer, the great Sam Landis, the greatest tax lawyer in America, called the Las Vegas office of the IRS and said, "We're moving the case to L.A. because it's clear you're prejudicial against Wayne Root. The Las Vegas office of the IRS is trying to get Wayne Root probably on the orders of Harry Reid and Barack Obama." And at that point, the Vegas office said, okay, we know, it's the law. You got to be able to move the case. It's the law of the United States. You can have it in L.A., Sam Landis, and I won the case in L.A. Now, if this same reasoning was in effect, the IRS office would have said, oh, no, you didn't give us a satisfactory reason for leaving the IRS office of Las Vegas. Do you understand what this means, that a commie scumbag big government judge has a right to establish, to ask intent now, and to make decisions based on what they claim is not a satisfactory reason and a request that is patently deficient? You don't need a reason for the president or for Wayne Root to say, I want to move the case, I want to change my lawyer, I want to get out of this jurisdiction, I want a new legal team. It's none of your effing business why I want to change lawyers. It's not a judge's business. It's not a communist business. It's not the government's business. It's not the IRS business. All of you can go F yourself. It's time for all of us to say it. This government is out of control. This country's out of control, and communists are in control.
Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I'm going to have to get used to not saying War Now anymore, because that's not, as of July 15th, that's not the official name of the show anymore. This show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. And we're changing the name officially on July 15th on both radio and TV. But it's been War Now for so long. It's been War Now for so long. It'll continue to be War Now basically on a local level in Las Vegas. Because we're live and local now on KBET 790 AM, so it's kind of War Now with KBET, but nationally we are raw and unfiltered, because that so much better describes what makes this show unique. There's no one else in America who does not prepare, who doesn't have its 50, who doesn't have scripts pre-written, who doesn't have teleprompters on radio or TV, who just walks up to the screen and just starts talking for an hour on national TV and for 3 hours on national radio, just starts talking, gives you his opinions and his responses, raw and unfiltered to what's happening in the media, what's happening to you, how you're getting screwed. This show comes to you from the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor in a country I call Trump Land. This is War. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser, and I fight for American citizens every day on this show, not illegal aliens who are criminals. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. And Mr. Fred Weinberg, who gave me my start in national syndication on the radio. So thank you, Ed and Fred. It's the Ed and Fred Show, dedicated to you. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com. A stock, and therefore something you should check out and make a decision for yourself. But if you like what you see, what's the most all-American thing in the world? Wall Street. You buy stock, and if it goes up, you got the right management team, you got the right company, got the right field, you can make a fortune. FTMR, FordhamResources.com. Most caller-friendly show in America, call anytime, 833-WAR-TALK, but especially in that third hour, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is my website. All my opinions are there. WayneRoot at gmail.com is how you email me, and you can find me at Twitter, at RealWayneRoot, at RealWayneRoot. More good news, by the way. Trump administration and Republican states are going to challenge Obamacare in the conservative-leaning Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Trump administration and 18 Republican attorney generals will be arguing to put an end to the Affordable Care Act in the Fifth Circuit of Appeal on Tuesday. This is Trump, man. I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. Never die. Some Republicans would have let this battle die already. It's been a long time. It's pretty clear. Under most circumstances, Obamacare is never going away. Well, that's insane. How could you not fight when he was elected president for two reasons? Kill Obamacare and build the wall. Those are the two reasons Trump was elected president. We're not forgetting Obamacare. It has to die. We have to kill it. We have to make it go away. It is destroying the American economy. If Trump's created 3% GDP, without Obamacare, we'd be at 4, 4.5, 5% GDP. So the conservative-leaning Fifth Circuit of Appeals will be hearing oral arguments for scrapping Obamacare in its entirety. The problem is this will go back to the Supreme Court, even if we win in the Fifth Court. It'll go back to the Supreme Court, and Justice John Roberts will rule against us, because I'm telling you, he's either bribed or blackmailed. He is dirty, dirty, dirty. And he's a filthy traitor to the Republican cause and to conservatives all across this country. He's disgraced his black robe. The administration of Republican states are arguing the ACA is not valid any longer as Congress has eliminated the tax penalty for those who do not purchase health insurance. Let me tell you something, folks. This is all about the 2020 election. The Democrats not only want to keep Obamacare for the rest of all time and bankrupt this country and bankrupt you and destroy the middle class. They want all illegals to get health care free, paid for by you and me. Insanity. But then that's the Democratic Party. It's filled with insane people. Wait till you hear my new commentary. I'll do it in the top of hour number two and hour number three on Newsmax TV. It's entitled, I'm Begging Crazy Racist Democrats to Keep Talking. I'm begging them to keep talking. Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Kamala Harris, keep talking, please. The more you talk, the more crazy you look, and the more people are driven to President Trump and the GOP. Kill Obamacare. Kill it.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for everyone who wants him to get rid of Labor Secretary Alex Acosta.
If you go back and look at everybody else's decisions, whether it's a U.S. attorney or an assistant U.S. attorney or a judge, you go back 12 or 15 years ago or 20 years ago and look at their past decisions, I would think you'd probably find that they would wish they maybe did it a different way.
The labor secretary facing some heat as he gave a cushy plea deal to accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. House Democratic leaders plan to move ahead on contempt proceedings against Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, this over them defying subpoenas regarding the 2020 census. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says she doesn't understand what the fuss is all about.
I would ask the Democrats, I hear their screaming rhetoric, but truly, what are you afraid of?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Is War Now, the
Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Remember, Newsmax TV is hour number 3. We reached 70 million homes. It will be in 80 million by the end of 2019. Very cool. And right now we're on USA Radio Network. And the sponsor of this segment of the show is VRAinsider.com. Three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter. But not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me, and I'm a witness to his remarkable success at picking stock winners. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. He founded VRA in 2003, and he's beaten Wall Street 15 out of 16 years. Not just beat him, but beat him like a drum, beat him like a rug. Here's the big news. Beat him like the New York Yankees over the Mets. The big news is only for my fans at USA Radio. Kip is offering a free 2-week membership to VRA, so go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership. Tell them Wayne Grud sent you. VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. Our guest is here, Joel Pollack. He's senior editor-at-large at one of the great websites in America, Breitbart News. Not just one of them, actually. One of my top three in the world. And the website is Breitbart.com, and you should be going there every day, multiple times a day. It's the most important site if you want to reelect Trump in this country. He's the co-author of the book, How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, and it's great to have him on the Wayne Allen Root Show. Joel Pollack, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
Good, good. Let's start with Jeffrey Epstein. I think that's one of the more important news stories of the year. It could turn into one of the biggest news stories of the century. What do you know about his arrest for alleged sex trafficking that we don't know, that we should know? And it's crazy to me that this seems like the whole thing should be about Bill Clinton, and instead all I see in the mainstream media is they're trying to tie it to Donald Trump. What the hell is going on?
Well, they're always looking for something, and they didn't find anything with Russia collusion, and they're not going to find anything in his business records, and the tax return thing also fell apart because it turns out they can't force Trump to release his tax returns, and the few tax returns they have didn't turn up anything. So this is the latest Hail Mary pass from Democrats trying to destroy the Trump presidency, and you're 100% correct. They've turned the Jeffrey Epstein scandal into a story about a Democrat donor with Democrat friends into a story of Donald Trump. The one who elected Donald Trump is Secretary of Labor Alex Acosta, who prosecuted Epstein. So it's not like he was some sort of co-conspirator or hanging out with him on the private jet to the island where he carried out some of his activities.
Like Bill Clinton.
Right. This is the Bill Clinton was on that plane something like
26 times.
I thought it was 3 million. if you say 26, I'll...
Three million might be the number of young girls on the plane on those 26 trips with Bill Clinton, but he was on 26 trips, to my knowledge. All right, go ahead.
Right. So this guy, Acosta, was the prosecutor in the state of Florida who actually insisted that they go after him, and finally the feds allowed Epstein to serve jail time in the state, and there was a complicated plea bargain. Now, there's been criticism of Acosta because when they struck the plea, they didn't properly inform the victims, and so on and so forth.
Hey, Joe, now, be careful you stay right on the phone because you're kind of going in and out, and I know my listeners are having a hard time hearing you. Your voice is all good for a sentence, then it's all bad for a sentence.
Well, it could be the
perfect.
Clinton machine.
Now it's perfect. Now it's good.
Okay, yes. The issue here really is just they're trying to get as much juice as they can out of this story. I don't think the story is going to turn up that much because most of what we have known about this guy's association was already out there and the media ignored it. Conservatives went after it, but it ended up not really amounting to much. And I think a lot of the energy that's going to go into this story is going to be wasted. I could be wrong, but what we do know from court documents is that Donald Trump kicked him out of his club at Mar-a-Lago some 15 years ago when he got a complaint from another member that Epstein was behaving inappropriately with young girls at the club. And Trump
told them to get lost. So there is no Trump connection. All the guys on Trump's side did the right thing. Trump kicked him out of the club. Acosta prosecuted him. The Democrats who are associated with this guy, as far as we know, they're all Democrats, they're in trouble. And they have some tabloid headlines to look for, but I don't know that it's going to amount to much. You know, if people want to see the Clintons and the crosshairs again, okay. But I think right now the real action is still on 2020 and not looking back to 2016. So I'm not saying that it's not a news story. I think it is. But I just think that people are going to be disappointed if they're looking for some kind of a smoking gun, some big conspiracy connecting the dots. I don't see it here.
All right. And by the way, you know where I got the idea there were 26 trips with Clinton on Lolita Express to Orgy Island? I got that from Breitbart. I want to let you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to thank you that I go every morning and every afternoon to Breitbart before I start my show, and I get so many of my stories and so much of my information and so many of my facts from Breitbart. I want to thank you for everything you do, and that's how I knew that Clinton made 26 flights, and there are records of all of it. So these are facts, not guesses and not hearsay.
Right, and well, thank you very much for those kind words. And Clinton came out with a statement yesterday going after Epstein for his crimes and so forth and saying that he had no knowledge of any of this stuff and so on and so forth. But as some critics have pointed out, Clinton's statement doesn't answer all the questions. For example, there were some trips in which he left his Secret Service detail behind. No real reason to do that unless you're up to no good. So it could be something there. On the other hand, we know who Bill Clinton is. And he's not going to run for public office anymore. He's not going to be the first man, first lady, whatever you want to call it. That's very cisgender of me. Let me say, he could be the first spouse, first partner, whatever. He's not going to be. So it's largely a human interest story, unless there's something else that comes out. There could be.
All right, we'll find out. Let's move on to the next story, which is Tom Steyer, who's one of the biggest contributors. Almost everyone who listens to my show knows the name George Soros, but I don't think most people know the name Tom Steyer. But he's right up there with Soros. He's one of the biggest billionaire donors to horrible causes, open borders and Obamacare and higher taxes and everything that we all hate, and backing Democratic candidates and backing district attorneys who are basically communists that hate the police and love criminals. Tom Steyer's right up there with George Soros, and he's now launching a campaign for the Democrat presidential nomination. And so tell us what you know about Tom Steyer.
Okay, well, this is a really interesting story. Tom Steyer is a billionaire who made his money in fossil fuel investment, and there's nothing wrong with that. But then he had some kind of an epiphany, and he decided to become the crusader on climate change.
After he'd already made his $1 billion on fossil fuel, of course.
Right, that's how you have to do it, because if you try to make $1 billion investing in renewables, you're not going to get there.
You're going to lose $1 billion, probably.
Right. So anyway, he then became the number one Democratic donor in the 2014 election cycle, ahead of Soros, ahead of everybody. He was the number one donor. And there was one stage at which he had literally rented the Senate floor. And he caught the Democrats to an all-night session where they kind of staged a filibuster. It wasn't really a filibuster because I think they controlled the chamber at that point. They weren't stopping any legislation. They were just having this all-night talk shop where they talked about climate change. He spent close to $100 million, I believe, in that election cycle and lost everywhere. It was a big Republican year, and it was a big zero for Steyer. Maybe one or two races went his way, but he wasted a lot of money. But Democrats were happy to have it. They did whatever he wanted them to, and that relationship continued. Then after 2016, he decided he was going to build his own political machine because the Democrats would fail again. So he built this pack called Next Generation, and they have been going around to college campuses in all over America, registering young voters, getting millennials involved in politics. At the same time, he also has an organization called Need to Impeach, and they've been pushing for impeachment, and he's been saying he would not donate to any Democrats who won't back impeachment. He's been buying a lot of airtime on cable news, online, all over the place, basically pushing for impeachment. Nancy Pelosi kind of wishes he would go away because he's putting pressure on her to impeach Trump, and she is smart enough to understand that that's a political loser, just like it was when Republicans impeached Clinton back in the late 90s. Didn't help him at the ballot box. She's worried that there'd be a backlash against impeachment. So she wishes Steyer would sort of keep his mouth shut. But anyway, he's been giving money to candidates who want impeachment. That's why you see all these progressive candidates coming out for impeachment. And there was some talk of him running first for California senator, then for California governor, then for president. He backed out of all of that. But finally, today. He jumped into the presidential race because the one thing that was missing from this presidential field was another left-wing Democrat.
Exactly. I was going to say, all it does is add to the craziness and the insanity and the radical left-wing views that are going to elect Trump in a landslide. So he's just another Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, another Beto O'Rourke, and the more the merrier. Keep talking, man. That's my latest commentary, by the way, coming out in Thursday's newspapers around the country, just begging the Democrats to keep talking, because Trump should just shut up, we should shut up, and just keep listening to what they're saying. We'll get elected by a landslide. Let's talk last thing about your column, Joel Pollack, at Breitbart, about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a.k.a. AOC, who deliberately distorted everything she saw and heard at that migrant facility. The music's on. Be quick. You got about 30 seconds. Sum up what AOC did and said.
Well, she came there to create propaganda, and if you like to see it, actually toured those facilities, go with an open mind and report the fact. She'll come out with some interesting questions and some observations about how difficult the job Border Patrol has really is. But she came there to grind a political ax, and that's what's struck with.
All right, Joel Pollack of Breitbart.com. We love having on every couple of weeks or so. He's the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. And you can find all his stories at Breitbart.com. Joel Pollack, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Wayne Allyn, War Now. We get back. I want to mention Ross Perot. I want to give a little tribute. The man died today. Former presidential candidate, billionaire, dead at 89 years old. Ross Perot, one of the great quintessential Americans. War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. USA Radio. The show is called Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, as of July 15th. Changed the name from War now to Raw and Unfiltered, because that's what the show is. 3 hours of Raw and Filtered reaction from Wayne Root. By the way, I want to make sure you know that Ross Perot died today, one of the great Americans, quintessential Americans, a billionaire, a former presidential candidate, third-party presidential candidate, almost pulled off, what no one thought could be done. I mean, he didn't really come close. I shouldn't act like he came close. He didn't come close. He didn't win one state. How is that almost pulling it off? But he certainly became the most visible, high-profile, credible third-party candidate in the history of modern America, and he certainly gave both candidates a real scare. Clinton and Bush in those days were scared to death of Perot. He got 19% of the vote in 1992. That stands among the best showings by an independent candidate in the last century, and he died early today at his home in Dallas, surrounded by family and friends. In business and in life, Ross Perot, a man of integrity and action, a true American patriot, a man of rare vision. This is family spokesman James Fuller speaking. A man of rare vision, principle, and deep compassion. He touched the lives of countless people through his unwavering support of the military and veterans and through his charitable endeavors. As a boy, he delivered newspapers in the back of a pony. He earned his billions by building Electronic Data Systems Corporation, which helped other companies manage their computer networks. In 1968, he enlisted then 30... This is a wild story. I never even knew this. He enlisted then 33-year-old Wall Streeter Ken Lagone to help take his company public. And that guy, Ken Lagone, was later the co-founder of Home Depot. Did you know that? I never knew that. The founder, co-founder of Home Depot took Ross Perot's company public. And Lagone said, meeting Ross Perot was the single biggest event in my career. I'm a better person because he was in my life. And his prescription for the nation's economic ills propelled his 1992 campaign. What did he talk about with his charts? The debt. Well, look where the debt is now. In those days, I don't even know the number. It was probably like $8 trillion or something like that. And he tried to convince us that was a lot. And he tried to scare us that it would destroy us one day. Well, today it's $22 trillion. And God knows where it's going. And if a Democrat were to win in 2020, it would be like $40 trillion real quickly in a dot of an eye. Perot's second campaign 4 years later, less successful, he only got 8% of the vote, but his ideas on trade and deficit reduction remain part of the political landscape. He blamed both major parties for running up the federal deficit and letting American jobs be sent to other countries. He was kind of the forerunner, in a way, of Donald Trump. I mean, Trump was a third-party candidate who happened to hijack the Republican Party, right? That's really what happened. He talked about the movement of U.S. jobs to Mexico created a giant sucking sound. He was Trump before Trump was Trump. Anyway, the story is a pretty cool guy. Estimated his worth, Forbes estimated his net worth at $4.1 billion. Made him one of the 500 richest individuals on Earth. Born in Texarkana. Father was a cotton broker. Mother was a secretary. Survived by his wife, Margot, along with 5 children and 16 grandchildren. They described him as having a warm and kind heart. Ross Perot is dead at 89 years old. By the way, when we get back, I've got more to talk about in this segment. When we get back, I want to remind you, I'm going to talk about my commentary that's coming out on Thursday's Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. It's titled, "I'm Begging Crazy Racist Democrats to Keep Talking." I also want to mention the sponsor of the segment of the show, and then I'll get back to a couple of news items that really matter to me. Sponsor of the show is Liberty HealthShare. They've been with me from about month four, I was on the air. I've been on the air now 3.5 years. So they've been with me almost from the first day, almost. And I'm with them, more importantly, right? I finally decided that if I'm going to advertise and host ads about Liberty HealthShare and endorse Liberty HealthShare, shouldn't I be on it? So I took a chance and I dropped healthcare, which is the very chance most of you are scared of, right? Most people don't want to drop health insurance for a Christian health sharing organization. They're like, well, why would I do that? What if it doesn't work? What if my family's health is endangered by doing that? And I thought those exact same things, and I did it. I took a chance. Of course, I was pushed to do it because I'm the host of the show. And if I'm going to ask you to do it, then I should do it, right? And I kept talking about it, so it was time for me to do it. And I did it. And this is my third year. I did it within like 2 months of them sponsoring my show. And this is the third year that I've been on Liberty HealthShare. And they've saved me in 3 years, just in premiums, $54,000. $54,000. And then my kid had a big dental bill. They paid almost the whole thing. And I had 3 doctor visits last year. They paid for all 3. Because everybody gets 3 wellness visits a year. And then I got kidney stones, and they negotiated the whole deal with the hospital, and they paid for everything. The doctor, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the hospital, amazing. Starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. It's the way healthcare should be. For more information, call Liberty HealthShare, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to lightyourliberty.com. Numerically, it's 855-585-4237. If you're driving, you want to do this, and you can't remember the number, just email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. That's easy to remember, and I'll tell you exactly how to reach Liberty HealthShare. wayneroot@gmail.com. I tell you that for all my sponsors. When we get back, it's my commentary that you will want to hear, and it's one of the biggest news stories today. I think a huge story. The founder of BET, Black Entertainment Television, who was the first black billionaire in the world, now has been a lifelong Democratic donor and Democratic supporter, and supported Hillary Clinton in 2016. His name's Robert Johnson, the most famous black entrepreneur in America, probably in the world. He says that he likes Trump now, and the Trump economy's great, and the Democratic Party's moved too far to the left. Folks, anyone with common sense is starting to get it. Robert Johnson, we'll get back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.